$100. Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
I mean, I think there were definitely stretches in the first three quarters that impressed me, and there were stretches that didn't. I was happy with the first quarter. I mean, they were up 17 after one, and then they had a bad first 6 minutes of the second quarter, but then they closed out the final 6 minutes well and took a, I think it was 10-point lead into halftime. And then they kind of came out again, looked sluggish for the first six-ish minutes of the third quarter, and then closed it out well in the late third. I could be wrong on the second quarter. I might have been confusing that with the third. But I know the third, they started out poorly and then came back and kind of, you know, once Andre Jackson came in, that kind of changed the game a little bit. And Chris got cooking a little bit. And they just kind of, you know, I think the Bulls were up one in the middle of the third quarter. And then by the time the third quarter ended, the Bucks were back up 9 or 10. So glad that they were able to kind of, you know, hold off the Bulls anytime they either took the lead or got really close. The Bucks did were able to kind of get that lead back up. And so I mean it's progress, I think. I think they looked a lot better defensively overall. Their activity level is a lot higher. And you know, they had two quarters where they held them 25 points or less. I mean, they held them to 18 in the first quarter, they held them to 25 in the third. And so again, there were bad stretches. There were moments where guys got hot. Vucevic killed them a little bit in the second half. But just overall, DeRozan 3 for 14, LaVine 5 for 19. I thought they were able to defend those guys decently well, hold them in check. And I thought Brooke had a pretty good defensive game. And then again, you know, as you mentioned, Andre Jackson came in, played really well defensively. Marjan looked good. And so, yeah, I think even Dame, especially in like the first quarter, first half, his defense was a lot better than it had been. He was more active. He was more engaged, as the whole team kind of was. It seemed like they were just trying harder on defense tonight. Like they kind of had, you could kind of tell that they were like, okay, this is, you know, we have to figure this out. Like this isn't, you know, we're not going to just let this be such a huge struggle all season. And so I think they came out more, you know, locked in on that end of the court.
And outside of the start of the third.
Yeah. Again, they're not going to be perfect. Like, I don't know. I get annoyed when people are like, well, they had a bad stretch here. And yeah, there's going to be stretches where teams get hot. It's the NBA. Like, they're not going to play always four quarters of just lockdown basketball and perfect basketball. And, I just thought overall their intensity level defensively was much, much better. And so I'm happier about that end of the court.
Got some breaking news, not involving the Milwaukee Bucks, but involving the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers set to name Pat Murphy as their new manager, according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. Murphy, of course, the bench coach for Craig Counsell, and now will be the manager for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Did you happen to hear who the Cubs named as their new manager?
I can't punch you through the computer screen, so you're okay though at this point. I'm not in a good place with that whole Counsell thing at all. And I like Pat Murphy, and I get it. I don't know why an old dude like Pat Murphy wants to go through a rebuild with this team, but that's fine. And what's going to happen is Murphy will be the guy to sit here and downplay Counsell going to the Cubs, you know, talk about how great Counsell is and everything he did for Milwaukee, and you fans got to remember that, and you shouldn't boo him, and blah, 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 blah. That's all I'm going to hear all season from Pat Murphy about how we shouldn't be mad at Craig Counsell. And to that, I say to hell with you, to hell with him, to hell with everybody involved with Counsell. Okay, let's move back on to the Bucks. This is, I guess, kind of where I'm at. I've come to the realization that what we're going to see every game, until somebody stops it and defends it, is Giannis is going to take like the first 100 shots in the first 4 to 5 minutes of every game until he goes to the bench. And then once he goes to the bench, then everybody else can participate in the game of basketball on the offensive side of the floor and try and find their rhythm and find their shots. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. I'm not critical of it, but it just seems like that's kind of the philosophy going on right now of, because they pull Giannis with, what do they pull him? 5 minutes into the game, 6 minutes in the game, whatever it is.
It was like the 7:30 mark or something.
Right. Yeah. So and they're doing it consistently. And again, I'm good with it. Like I'm not being critical of Adrian Griffin. I think it's a wise move to try and rotate these guys the way he's rotating them. I have no issue. I don't know is what I'm, I guess what I'm saying is I don't know if I like Giannis versus the world for the first 4 or 5 minutes of every game. And him trying to establish himself and getting some early points and so forth before he goes to the bench versus kind of getting everybody else more involved. Almost, I don't know, every game that these two guys have played together, I feel like Lillard watches for the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game. Maybe he'll get a shot, but for the most part, it's the Giannis show. And I don't, like I said, I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad, but at some point, somebody's going to start running 2-3 guys at Giannis and force him to give up the ball to make somebody else take a shot, I would think. I don't know why it hasn't happened to this point, but at some point, somebody's going to do it.
Yeah, the first, I mean, I noticed that as well. It seems like to start games, Dame isn't as assertive, and it just is like, okay, he'll take one shot in the first quarter, and you're just like, why isn't he looking for a shot more? Again, there's like tonight it worked. You know, they got out to a strong start. Giannis was very good to start the game. There's been several games where it's been completely fine, but like you said, I'm not going to complain about it if it's working. I'm not going to complain about it if it's just something that I don't know. Like it's just kind of how it's working out right now that Giannis happens to be taking the majority of shots early and kind of getting into his rhythm right away. I mean, if it gets them out to a fast start, okay, cool. But I have noticed that as well. And I don't know, it is kind of frustrating when like that happened, you know, Giannis takes all those shots and they got out to a good lead and everything. That's good. But then they take out Giannis and I don't feel like him and Dame were on the court together again for a while. And so you didn't really, for a long time, you didn't really get to see much of Dame Giannis together. Now Dame did have a few nice passes to Giannis early in this game, which was good to see. Like, it's not like they're just playing completely their own separate games and not even involving one another. Right. They were kind of doing that earlier in the season, but they've been better at, you know, Giannis finding Dame a little bit, Dame finding Giannis a little bit. And so, yeah, early on, there were like 3 or 4 nice passes from Dame to Giannis, which intrigued me. Like, I liked seeing that. But again, like, then they went on this long stretch. Like, I don't know if it was like till late in the second quarter or maybe even the third quarter that they really were back on the floor together again. And you could kind of see them work off each other again. But something interesting to keep in mind and to kind of watch for as the season continues. Because I've noticed that as well is just, Dame kind of letting Giannis do his thing and letting other guys kind of get the shots early. I don't know if it's just him saying, I don't want to force things immediately. I want to let the game come to me. I don't know. I mean, it's just what they seem to be wanting to do.